WIRX.
Hey, here we go. Good morning, 850 Brock Hunter.
Yahoo!
The lovely Kiki.
Morning.
Hey, shout out to Ben. What's up, Ben? Listening? He's like, dude, you guys cracked me up, man, with that post.
Oh, God, I forgot about it there for a second. We also got to say a big old shout-out to, happy birthday shout-out to Whitley, buddy Josh.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
You know what? Is Josh friends with that girl? Let Josh comment on that post.
Oh, boy, he would tear up.
He would literally, I've never seen a guy just destroy people.
He's a great wingman on the Facebook post.
He is.
How old is he turning, like 31?
I think so, yeah.
Is he at 31? His beard's like 85.
Yeah.
What's he doing for his birthday? You guys should come.
He's
to the
not doing leg day, that's for sure.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Josh, I love you. I'm kidding. Don't kick my ass.
He skipped leg day.
Josh, I love you so much. Don't beat me up. Don't beat me up.
I think she was trying to segue into something.
Well, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
No, I was just saying we have our bistro date night tonight.
Yeah. Oh, is that tonight?
You guys, yeah. Bring the birthday boy over.
Oh, yeah, Josh, come on for the birthday. I'll buy you a birthday shot.
4 to 6. Cheap beers.
Yeah.
Happy hour is
Are we doing
sweet.
Happy hour today?
Yeah. Today, 4 to 6, bistro on the boulevard inside the I'm going to murder you.
He's best. Hey, it's a happy hour, not happy ending.
Happy, yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh. Well, usually when I get her to happy hour, it ends in a happy ending.
Challenge accepted, Mr.
Bistro on the Boulevard tonight. Join
Boulevard in downtown St. Joe. Yep. 4 to 6, happy hour.
Okay, we've already talked about like 9 different things, but I do have one more thing.
Be careful, man.
Who's fault's that?
Yeah. What? It's you. You distracted me.
You too.
With your womanly ways. So we were talking about corduroy before, and I got an awesome email from Tim Rimvicius. I can't say your name. But anyway, Tim R. said, hey, did you guys hear about those new corduroy pillows? They're really making headlines. Get it? Because of the lines, and you're sleeping on it, and it's on your head. Tim, that's fantastic.
And that's your dad joke of the day.
There you go.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your Dumb Vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, motorcycle, boat insurance. Chris loves life insurance and showing people how he can help retirement planning and tax benefits. He can draw income. This guy knows the ins and outs.
He knows it all.
Going to get you money, going to save you money, all that good stuff.
Woo!
Chris!
Brock, you better get life insurance because if you take off running in those corduroys, you're going to catch fire, bro.
My God, he just... How'd Brock die?
Corduroys.
Running so fast. He didn't know what he was doing. Your dumb vocabulary for today.
She's dying over here.
He looks so good in those pants. The pants said it made his butt look so nice.
I should have never told him that corduroys were cool.
She'll be there crying. I should have told you. Why'd you have to be so fast?
Just a flaming ball of corduroy.
We didn't start the fire. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do...
Well, for God's sakes, you had like 15 minutes to look this up.
I've been so... I wonder how flammable
corduroy really is.
It's very flammable.
Probably pretty flammable.
I feel like it would be.
That's why I've been walking around like this all day.
Dude, he has. He's
like been walking. On a horse?
Yeah.
Like a leprechaun. I don't want my pants to catch on fire.
He's a leprechaun.
All right, let me pick a word.
You don't walk that fast.
Yeah, he's not that fast.
Short legs.
I've seen him during flag football.
This is the guy who literally popped both his hamstrings on a run.
Hey,
doesn't mean I'm not fast.
Find a word.
You two are distracting me, and I don't like it.
No, we're trying to have a conversation.
Anger chub.
Oh, is that what you have right now?
Yes.
No, it's the lines in the corduroys.
It's the pleats in the corduroy.
It's an illusion.
It's the pants an illusion.
Need to take these back to the pants shop.
To the pants store.
An angry chub.
Anger chub.
That is when you are furious, but it kind of turns you on.
Why does a chub to me? It just sounds like short and fat, you know?
Well, that's how it starts.
Is it?
Yeah. And you chub up a little bit.
Chub up a little bit? What?
Why would you do that?
See, every guy does that. Every guy... Before, ladies, anybody who has seen a man naked, even you and I have been married now for, 6 years? Mm-hmm. I still fluff her up a little bit, make him good for the show. I'm not just going to get out. Like I'm not stepping out of the shower with him turtling in there. Like,
turtling?
Hey, come on now. No.
Got a turtleneck.
And no, there's no way. I'm going to fluff him up a little bit, get him ready for the show.
Yeah.
You know?
We appreciate that.
Do a little helicopter a couple times, get the blood flowing.
He just sits
less
there
work
the,
for us.
With a blow dryer directly
yeah.
on it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You got to get the heat in there.
Yeah.
Or... What? You get the anger chub in an argument.
Just right away.
Right. Example, I do have an anger chub right now. Hunter, look me in the eyes.
No, I'm looking at your turtle, bro.
He's turtling. Turtle.
Turtle. Hey, that's your dumb vocabulary. Follow us